Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to everybody tuned in, everybody locked in, everybody listening all over North America. Happy Friday. Congratulations, you're here when the show gets started. Every single weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I am in Atlanta, Georgia. I'm on a street called Peachtree. Okay, thank you so much to our producer in New York City, Ryan Botcher, and thank you to everybody locked in all over North America. It is Friday. It is November. Damn it, it has been November 14th all day long. This time of the year, we got a lot of football. Man, we got some college football here in Atlanta. Right down the road, I mean, all in Georgia, we're getting ready to take on Texas. We got some other great matchups that are taking place all over the country. We got Notre Dame at Pitt. We got the Sooners in Alabama. A matter of fact, Dan Wolken is going to join us from USA Today to talk all things college football. He'll be here with us in a few hours. Okay, we all know we got NFL football action as well. And we got the week started last night. I mean, if you're the New York Jets, it didn't start off good. The New York Jets once again lose to the New England Patriots 27-14. The Jets are trying to figure out their quarterback situation, and the New England Patriots, it is not Brady, it is not Belichick, but the Patriots are back. Yeah, they're not champs, but they're also no longer losers. The next NFL game we're going to see is going to take place in Spain. We got Miami and Washington. Tyreek Hill is healing from a broken leg, and he's like, I'm unemployed. We got no Jaden Daniels in that game. Injuries all over the place this time of the year. Lamar Jackson just came back from an injury, and now his knee is hurting, but he did practice. Good for him. How about this? The next big-time evening matchup, Sunday Night Football. We got the Lions and the Eagles. Yeah, Eagles been in the news a lot because of A.J. Brown and how bad the offense is. And the Lions offense, well, one of the best in the NFL. Let's see if the Lions can hang tough with that Dan Campbell who loves to gamble. Got some other good matchups, the Chiefs and the Broncos, Seahawks and Rams. NFL is trying to stay away from the gambling stuff. We'll get into that. So much going on. And then at the end of the show, of course, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. Okay, you can always listen to this show on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. You got SiriusXM, it's channel 375. And if you have a smart speaker, be smart. Ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. Okay, you can find me online. I exist at JR Sport Brief. Lots of fun there. You can always call. You got a phone, you can do that too. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Man, all this football going on. How about this? Next hour, we'll have a conversation with Tom Carroll. He's in New England. He's in Boston. He's going to join us from WEEI in Boston. We're going to talk about how legit these New England Patriots are. I mean, they're doing things that they haven't done. Like, I don't know, going to the playoffs. Since 2021, okay, when they had Cam Newton and Belichick, and what a losing situation that ended up being. That was some ugly-ass football. But now they're looking good. We might as well give you a little bit of a recap on the game last night. The good, the bad, and the ugly. And most of the bad and ugly came from the New York Jets. Bacha, how are you, man? You enjoyed the game last night?
Enjoyed is a very broad term. It was something to watch. Did I enjoy watching Justin Fields? No.
Yeah. I don't think anybody enjoys watching Justin Fields. You know, I'm still surprised that there are so many people out here, to whatever degree, that there's certain people that are still defending him. Oh, you know, well, he's on bad teams and he doesn't have help. And I'm just like, listen, if the guy could actually, evaluate and move the ball consistently down the field, I think people would feel better about him. And so, to the shock of absolutely nobody, I told you, the Patriots beat the Jets yesterday, 27-14. We sat right here in the studio and watched it. It was that and that stupid Major League Baseball award show that they started in Las Vegas. And Justin Fields, 116 yards passing. He completed 15 of 26 passes. He had a touchdown. He ran for 67 yards. There's nothing fun about this. And then you got guys out there like A.D. Mitchell in his first game as a member of the New York Jets. He was a part of that trade that moved Sauce Gardner from the Jets to the Colts. A.D. Mitchell comes over from the Colts to the Jets. He was out there dropping passes. And so Justin Fields stinks. The guys who he has to throw the ball to stink. We know Garrett Wilson is going to be out for a while. And that just makes for a bad combination. That makes for a passing game that is just wholly unproductive. Justin Fields was asked about not having Garrett Wilson, and let's just say his answer was short.
It's a big blow, but like I said, it's our circumstances, so it is what it is. You know, these guys are going to continue getting ops, and, we're just going to keep building.
Okay. Yeah, he's like, the guys here are getting opportunities. Well, A.D. Mitchell got an opportunity last night, playing his first game for the New York Jets, and all he did is drop passes. Well, hey, they asked him about dropping them balls. AD, tell us about it.
Yeah, it's definitely a situation. You know, if I could get it back, you know, I'd think more, go up and attack the ball instead of letting it come down, misjudge the ball. And, you know, at the end of the day, I got to do better on that. It was a great pass, so should have been an explosive for the Jets.
Man, you got to go out there and attack them. Go get that ball. Don't let them drop. Come on, man. What are we doing out here? This is an NFL wide receiver telling everybody that he needs to be a little bit more aggressive and going out there and getting his hands on the football. Come on, man. Go out there and do better. Oh, well, maybe he can't. Maybe this is the reason why the Indianapolis Colts said no thank you to him. This is not a good thing here for the New York Jets. It's bad. I mean, after the game, Aaron Glenn spoke to the media. And what is he supposed to say about these loser-ass Jets?
I have very high standards for our team in general. And that's the one thing that we talk about quite a bit. And I will never go away from those standards. And the players know that. And they have bought into that. And they know that, too. And when I say details and discipline, again, I'm not just talking about the players. I'm talking about us as coaches, too.
Okay. I mean, you can only coach who you have out there on the football field, and the New York Jets players, not that good. You got better your two best defenders, Quinnen Williams and Sauce Gardner. You have a quarterback who can't throw the ball. I mean, Mike Tomlin decided the same damn thing last year. The Jets are on the road to nowhere. Like, they're just buying time until the end of the season where they tell Justin Fields, thanks, but no thanks. I mean, they're going to eventually throw, you know, Tyrod Taylor out there, right? They're going to get him back out there. Why the hell not? And I guess Aaron Glenn just wanted to throw his quarterback a bone. He's just like, he wasn't all that bad.
There are some good things. There's some really good things. I thought he put some balls out there, and we got to have some guys that make some plays for him, too. Obviously, I know for a fact that he's going to say there are some things that he could have done better. Again, we do have to watch the tape, but I thought there were some good things he did out there.
Yeah, can't we all do a few things better? He needs to do quite a few things better if he wants to maintain his status as a starting quarterback in the NFL. Unfortunately for Justin Fields, I think that time is done. And someone who agrees with me, or I agree with him, I don't know. Shout-outs to my main man, Willie Colon. You know, maybe next week we get Willie here on the show. Willie Colon was on SNY doing the New York Jets postgame. And he was, let's just say, a little tougher on Justin Fields than Aaron Glenn.
It's tough, man, because Aaron Glenn's going to sit up here and talk about how he needs to watch the tape. You don't need to watch anything. Justin right. Fields is not an NFL quarterback. Like, let's just be honest. And you can't sit here and tell your team and before games and want them to rally and want them to give you all they got when you're not giving your team everything they need to be successful.
Mmm. Ouch. I mean, you can't manufacture a quarterback out of nowhere, right? I mean, the New York Jets, I mean, you think about the quarterbacks that they've selected over the years, they've certainly screwed them up. And so that was Willie Colon last night. You know what? Let's actually hear from Aaron Glenn today, because he was asked whether or not Justin Fields is going to be told to have a seat. Listen to his response.
I'm evaluating everything, Rich, to be honest with you. I'm evaluating myself, the players, schematics, coaches. I'm evaluating everything. So I don't want to just place everything on that one situation. You know, I'm just looking at everything. Because as a head coach, that's my job, right, to make sure that I put this team in the best position to go win games.
Is he? I mean, if you're the New York Jets, wouldn't it be to your advantage to potentially go out there and lose games, to end up with the number one overall pick, to be one of the worst teams in the NFL? Because you ain't winning nothing with this roster. This team ain't winning nothing with Justin Fields. Leave Fields out there. Don't put Tyrod Taylor out on the football field. I mean, what is it going to increase morale with the New York Jets? Let me repeat this to you. After last night's debacle, the New York Jets have a record of 2-8. I was going to say they're on a highway to nowhere, but shout outs to AC/DC. They're on a highway to hell. They might as well finish up this season and just burn on the way there. Ain't nobody coming to save them this go-round. Okay, but enough about them loser-ass New York Jets. Let's talk about the team that won. Let's talk about the team that has basically dominated this century. And it looks like, well, they may not dominate anything, but they're certainly not garbage anymore. They have found themselves a quarterback. They got themselves one of the best coaches in the NFL. Stupid Tennessee Titans fired this guy. The New England Patriots have Drake May, and they have Mike Vrabel. You know, I'd do a slow golf clap, but I don't think it'd be appropriate for radio. Okay, listen, Drake May last night throws one touchdown to Trayvon Henderson, who, by the way, hauled in a receiving touchdown. And then he went out there and rushed for two more. The guy had three touchdowns last night. So congratulations to you if you had some money on that dude. But Drake May on the season is playing like an MVP. He's out here playing like he is Matthew Stafford. 20 touchdowns for Drake May. 5 interceptions. And I know he just started off the week. He leads the NFL in passing yards. 2,836. Man, these Patriots are rolling right now. I'm not trying to enter into another era of Tom Brady and Belichick. That will never be duplicated, will never be replicated. We will never see it again. But the Patriots are 9-2 as it stands today until we get to Sunday. They have the best record in the NFL. They're on an 8-game winning streak. Stephon Diggs just had a baby with Cardi B. I guess that's also good. What can go wrong for the New England Patriots? I mean, they're terrific. Drake May was asked whether or not he's shocked at their record of 9-2. And this is what he told the peons in the media.
No, I don't think anything surprised me. You know, when you put the work in and you got good players and good coaches, you know, you're going to get a result that you want. And obviously there's been some results this season that, you know, some losses, and you build from that and learn from it and try to learn out every week. And, you know, I think we're going to enjoy the weekend and get ready for, you know, next one on Sunday.
Yeah, well, the next game on Sunday, not this Sunday, but the next Sunday, is going to be against the Cincinnati Bengals, who will probably still be without Joe Burrow. So you can expect possibly for these New England Patriots to improve their record to 10-2. This is their first guaranteed winning season since 2021 when they made the postseason. Like, what are we doing? I remember the owner of the Patriots, Robert Kraft. He actually made a point about how sad he was about the team. And who feels sad for the Patriots? If you've been alive over the past 20 to 30 years, who feels bad for the Patriots? Nobody. This is like the guy who, I don't know, he's making $10 million every single year. How much money he made last year? $10 million. How much money he made the year before then? $10 million. Well, how much money are you making this year? I've only made $1 million. Man, shut up. Nobody feels bad for you. You've had this run of stretch of success because you're having a down year. Only making $1 million. Who feels bad for you? Nobody. But the Patriots are no longer in the toilet, man. They're on the up and up. I mean, even Mike Vrabel, he's looking at this quarterback out of North Carolina. Who thought Drake May was going to be this good?
Well, I would Mike say Vrabel. His performance in general has been, you know, what we expect. And, you know, we have high expectations for Drake. He has high expectations for himself. He'll continue to improve. I know that he'll stay humble through this all.
He's going to stay humble. I guess he is going to stay humble, right? He doesn't come across as a jerk. He doesn't come across as flashy. He doesn't come across as everybody look at me. I mean, most of America probably has no idea what Drake May even sounds like. Damn it, that might have been the first time you've ever heard Drake May speak in the clip that we just played. A matter of fact, just to get you acclimated, someone that you are likely to hear in the NFL over the next several seasons, let's listen to Drake May again, because, yeah, they beat the Jets yesterday. But if you ask Drake May, they should have lit him up even more than 27-14. He says, yeah, we just got the job done, but we can do better.
The goal of these Thursday night is to come out with a win, and that's what happened. Things we look back on, you know, could have didn't have as much time to prepare for. Some things that I could, you know, look back at myself and, you know, wish I had plays back. But, you know, at the end of the day, just proud of these guys for the effort, the win.
Nah, there you have it. The star quarterback and his head coach. Never satisfied. Always looking for the next thing. How can we improve? How can we get better? You're the mark of a champion. I hate to say it. Do I expect this team, these New England Patriots, on an 8-game winning streak, the offense is clicking, defense is moving, do I expect them to win a championship this year? No. No. Would I be surprised if it happened? Also, no. But I'll tell you this, flat and period. The Patriots aren't going anywhere. They're back. There's no Brady. There's no Belichick. But this team has moved back into being relevant. They've moved back into being competent, picking up wins, picking up W's, and making the New York Jets their little, doormats on the way there. The Jets, same old, right? Jets are trying to figure out life, and the New England Patriots are back in a space where ultimately they will be competing for championships. Well, that didn't take long, only a few sad, miserable years for the fans of the New England Patriots. Welcome back to the top of the totem pole. Well, let's see how far they can ride this. I think it's not just this year. I think the Patriots are going to be rolling for years to come. Patriots are 9-2, beating the Jets last night 27-14 to get this week of the NFL season started and underway. We are underway here on the Infinity Sports Network. To talk more about the Patriots and their future moving forward, we got Tom Carroll joining us from WEEI in Boston. Later on in the show, we're going to talk some college football. We'll be joined by Dan Wolkin, covers all things college football for USA Today. Of course, we're going to talk about some of the biggest games, some of the biggest matchups all weekend long. If you want to give me a call, you can. I don't care if you are in Boston. I don't care if you're in New York. You could be in California. You could be in, I don't know, fill in the blank. Yeah, I'm pretty sure there's a town called fill in the blank. You can call me, 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. So many great matchups that we'll talk about. I mean, we got the Kansas City Chiefs, and they're getting ready to take on the Broncos. But when we come back on the other side of the break, the NFL week has started. The next time we see football on the professional side, we will be in Madrid, Spain. I'm going to tell you what two loser teams that Spain has to watch. We have exported our trash to Spain. I'm going to tell you what two teams are going at it. Congratulations, we just got started. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast, the Infinity Sports Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I need you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. NFL season got, well, not NFL season. The latest week of the NFL season kicked off yesterday. The New England Patriots taking on the New York Jets. The Patriots beating the Jets 27-14. Patriots now have a record of 9-2. The New York Jets are the complete opposite at 2-8. Here we are, another week of the NFL season in front of us. Week number 11. It's underway. And the next time that we get any NFL football, it will not be in Foxborough. It will not be in Massachusetts. It won't be in a suburb of Boston. We have to go far, far, far away. And not that far. Depending on where you are, maybe on the East Coast, it could be anywhere from about, 5 to 8 hours, depending on where you are. Next up for the NFL, It's another international game. Not in the United Kingdom, not in Germany. The NFL is going to play its first game ever in Spain. The Washington Commanders are going to take on the Miami Dolphins. Ouch. Yeah, I know here in the United States of America, we think about all the goods and everything great that we export all over the world, right? What's our greatest export? I don't know, iPhones in 2025? I don't know. Bacha, what's the best thing America sends out? iPhones?
Probably Fords, maybe. Probably Ford cars.
Excuse me? What year are you living in?
I don't know. 1920?
Yeah. Shout-outs to everybody who works for Ford. We got a lot of auto manufacturers listening to the show, so much love to you. But, I think Apple might be a little bit higher up on that list. But one thing that we are exporting, America's trying to export, the NFL is trying to export, is NFL football. And we've talked about the impact that the NFL can have on the rest of the world, where soccer/football is king. Okay, we're all isolated doing our own thing over here. Ain't no place else on planet Earth playing American football. Everybody else is like, we got soccer. We don't need your silly American game. But the NFL has done a good job introducing the game to other countries and locales that wouldn't typically, pay it any attention. And I think they're doing an excellent job by openly embracing flag football, which is easier to play. You need less. Don't need as much equipment. Genius move by the NFL. Flag football all over the world. And if you use it as another tie into America with the NFL, even better. More customers. It's absolutely terrific. Okay? So we got the first NFL game in Spain. Unfortunately, it's not a good one. Both Washington and Miami are both 3-7, and both teams are just riddled with injuries. Come on, Tyreek Hill put up a post on his social media saying that he is currently unemployed. He has one more year left on his contract with the Miami Dolphins, but we know with that broken leg that bent the wrong damn way, there's a good chance that Tyreek Hill, well, he's done with the Dolphins, okay? We know that. It's just bad. Jaden Daniels is out with an elbow. His elbow went the wrong damn direction. We got Terry McLaurin still dealing with a leg issue. This is going to be his seventh game missed this season. And so we got Washington and Miami with a whole lot of nothing to play for. But at least they're in Spain, and they're going to be playing the game at the home. Shout out to all the soccer fans out there, the real football fans, football. Real Madrid. They're going to be playing at, say, Bernabeu Stadium. And they're at the home of Real Madrid, the former home of Ronaldo. Okay? Mike McDaniel. He's still the head coach of Miami, by the way. Maybe they didn't want to fire him before the trip. Mike McDaniel says, oh, yeah, this is a nice place.
Very, very impressed. Just you can tell it's first class for sure. And, we feel very fortunate to be able to have access to a facility like this to prepare for an NFL game. It's very helpful.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. Very nice. A lot of NFL facilities suck. Go ahead and ask the Players Association. Marcus Mariota, he's going to get the start for Washington. Jaden Daniels still out with that elbow. Marcus Mariota, he's like, oh, playing in Spain, nice.
To be the inaugural game here in Madrid is a very special moment, I think, for all of us. With that being said, as a team, I think getting away, having an opportunity to really kind of hunker down together has been important.
Oh, yeah, it's been important. I guess it is. Oh, to get to go to Madrid and hunker down. Oh, man, you could have done that in D.C. Didn't have to cross the Atlantic Ocean to be a part of any of this. Man, these teams suck. I mean, the only reason to get up and watch this game is if you happen to wake up and just say, hey, you know what? There's an NFL game on. Let me go ahead and check it out. Dan Quinn doesn't have a quarterback, doesn't have a starting wide receiver. I guess he has to instill confidence in his team. He says that we got talent, we just suck.
I really feel it's execution. That's where I do feel that way, Barry. And the reason why, I've seen where it hits good and I've seen where it doesn't. So had we not seen where we could hit the marks, I'd feel otherwise. So that's what we're digging in hard on.
Oh, man. They got smoked by Detroit. And yes, Detroit is one of the best high scoring teams in the NFL. I think they're dropping like 30, 31 a game. They got smoked 42 22. Washington has lost five games in a row. They're getting smacked every single game by like 21 points. And so now Dan Quinn is going to be in charge of the defense. I mean, forget the offense. He's going to take over the defense, which was his bread and butter. And this is what he had to say about now doing double duty.
Obviously, I'm always involved with the defense, but you know, team meetings and special teams and those are staying the same. But you know, just in and out of the practices, and it's been a big collaboration so far.
It's been a collaboration, okay. All right, sure. I don't want to say my heart goes out to you. I'm praying for you. I'm thinking about you if you sit down and watch this game. I'm going to sit down and watch the game. I got nothing better to do. I mean, I guess I could do something better on a Sunday. I don't know. Maybe go to church, run some errands, go get some groceries, hang out with my family. But I'm going to watch this bum-ass football game. Just going to watch these two loser teams go out there and get after it. I mean, the better storyline is, hey, there's an NFL game in Spain. And then we got Mike McDaniel, who still has a job. We have Dan Quinn. Everybody likes Dan Quinn. And I mean, even the storyline surrounding it this week, we even talked about Mike McDaniel and his sobriety. I mean, you may not remember this. Maybe not. Maybe you do. You didn't. Well, you do know this. Dan Quinn and the Falcons blew that lead in the Super Bowl. Okay, 28-3. But anyway, Mike McDaniel was here with the Falcons at one point in time as an assistant. And apparently, he was doing a little too much drinking. Okay? Now, he credits Dan Quinn for helping get him on the straight and narrow. Listen to this.
I became sober and supported me and believed in me and gave me the opportunity to continue what I love to do. So for that, I'll be forever indebted to him.
Oh, that's good. Listen, man, sobriety is a great thing. Good for Mike McDaniel. And I'm sure he'll have another job next year somewhere else, not in charge of Miami, okay? 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We got Jason. He's calling from Baltimore. Hey, Jason, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up?
Hey, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. What do you got to say?
So I got a question, and I just want your take on it and see if it's a possibility. I've been a Ravens fan for my whole life, you know, since they came here.
Okay.
And I've been a season ticket holder for 20 years. And I feel like Mike Tomlin and John Harbaugh have reached a place of complacency. Either one, I don't see that. They look defeated, even on the sidelines, even when they're winning. I don't see the tenacity from either team. The defense, come on, Baltimore's defense is not to scare anybody. Pittsburgh, I mean, the same thing.
Okay, so
the
what's
only
the
reason
what's
the
question?
4 years, the Ravens.
Well, Jason, hold on, Jason. What's the question for me?
So the question for you is, do you think it's possible it's time for both teams to move on to a younger, more driven head coach? No, you don't.
When it comes, let's talk about what you got going on there in Baltimore. I think Harbaugh is so ingrained that I would not pull any type of plug at this point of the season. I know people were calling me a couple of weeks ago and, oh, we got to fire him and this and that. And I think anybody who says that they got to fire Harbaugh now is nuts, especially being in the fact that they're trying to get back into the postseason run. Or try to make a postseason run. So let's see what happens with Baltimore at the end of the year. Because I don't think this is a team that has quit on John Harbaugh. Now, when it comes to Mike Tomlin, hell to the no. I mean, I get it. There are a lot of it's not complacency. It's about not having a quarterback. That's what it boils down to. It's all good and nice to have one of the best defenses year after year after year, and it's a great thing to have Ben Roethlisberger, who is one of the more consistent and tough quarterbacks in the NFL. It's about the talent, and thank you, Jason, for calling from Baltimore. It's about the talent on the football field. That's it. okay? I mean, we just talked about the New England Patriots. They're guaranteed their first winning season since 2021. How did things start to work or unravel when Tom Brady said, I ain't staying here, I'm going to Tampa? How did things work out over the past several years? You want to know what changed now for the New England Patriots? They got a quarterback. His name is Drake May. And so you have to have a quarterback in place. You got to have a good team and a roster surrounding them. This is what drives me nuts as well, especially people who say, oh, well, Justin Fields didn't get a chance, or this guy didn't get a chance. Patrick Mahomes is so good, and I get it. He's in a category of him of his own. There's a couple of guys in the space with him. But he is so good that he can still take a team to the Super Bowl with crap around him. Okay, and it may not be complete crap. It may be injured guys, old guys, a crap offensive line, and he's still able to go out there and find success. That's how good he is. And sometimes you could be a bad player on a bad team, and you could be a bad player on a bad team, and things can get worse. You could be a great player on a bad team and make them okay. Like, there's levels to this, okay? Like, getting rid of Mike Tomlin is the easy thing to say. We bring in a young coach who's more driven. So, coach, who at quarterback? Me? What are you going to do? I can probably do just as bad as Justin Fields. You'd be able to miss me out on the field because, well, I'd be smaller to tackle. It's just a waste of time. Everybody always wants to fire the coach. But then when it comes to who they want to hire, nobody has an answer. Who are you going to put on the field? Nobody has an answer. But let's just fire somebody. No, doesn't work that way. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. If you're in Baltimore, do you want to fire Harbaugh? You want to just get him the hell up on out of there? If you're in Pittsburgh, do you want to fire Mike Tomlin? Yeah, you can call me, 888-710-4ISN. We're going to take a break. When we come back, matter of fact, I'm going to give you an update because there's a little bit of an injury issue as it relates to Lamar Jackson. Is it big? Is it small? I'll fill you in. And then we have a few other injuries of note, potential injuries, across the NFL. We'll talk about people who are injured and hurt on the other side. Hopefully, you're feeling healthy. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. And right now it's time for a news flash with Rich Ackerman.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We just had a caller who hit us up from Baltimore about the Ravens and getting rid of Harbaugh. And I'm just like, man, the team is trying to turn things around. I mean, they're a game away from reaching 500 and hoping to go on a stretch run here on the way to the postseason. And people are right now thinking about Harbaugh. Ask me at the end of the season when the team is, I don't know, hit the skids. The Ravens have a 4-5 record. Okay, you got Lamar Jackson who just came back and now he's dealing with that knee injury that he hurt in the victory over the Vikings. They're getting ready to take on the Browns. Like, just worry about beating the Browns, whether it happens to be Dylan Gabriel out there or Shador Sanders. I do think Shador's time is eventually going to come. But just worry about Lamar. Worry about turning things around. And speaking of Lamar, he was asked about his knee. We learned that he came back to practice this week. It looks like he's going to be a full go against the Browns. This is what Lamar Jackson had to say about that knee. How you feeling?
I feel good, man. It's always good to be outside with my guys. Yeah.
As far as the knee, they said everything okay with that, you feel?
Yeah. Getting better.
He's getting, well, good. He'll be fine, man. That dude is perfectly fine. He's good. And he's not the only dude running around injured throughout the course of the NFL. Brock Purdy. We got the San Francisco 49ers with a record of 6-4. How they got there with Mac Jones and all these injuries. I mean, Brandon Ayuk has been out. Who knows if we'll see him at all this season. The 49ers would like to see him. You got Brock Purdy. I mean, well, not Brock Purdy. Mac Jones has been dealing with a knee issue, holding things down for Brock Purdy. But apparently, Brock has been ready to practice, and looks like he'll be a go against Arizona this week.
I feel really good. Feel healthy and excited to be back and ready to go and lead the guys. So, I'm really excited about this week. It's been a good week so far, and got a couple more days, obviously. Got to finish out strong this week, but feel really good.
Yeah, listen, man, they paying him enough money. He ain't sleeping on anybody's couch anymore. This guy's getting more than $50 million a season. Mac Jones is going to have to find the bench, and Brock Purdy is definitely, I think if he's healthy, he'll go out there and get the start. Meanwhile, the opposition, they're going to take on the Cardinals. The Cardinals are going absolutely nowhere. They have a record of 3-6. We know that Kyler Murray is, they kind of stuffed him into the closet. They put him in cobwebs. But now you got Marvin Harrison Jr., who's out with appendicitis. And we don't know if he's going to be gone a week or this. Who knows? Week, two, three? Jonathan Gannon was asked, what his time frame on a return is.
Is Marvin 1 week thing, you think?
We'll see.
Oh, damn, we'll see. Man, if I was coaching the Arizona Cardinals, I'd be miserable too. I'd be miserable. Hey, this is going to be a good game. Maybe these guys aren't miserable. Got Mike McDonald, head coach of the Seattle Seahawks, and then you got Sean McVay, head coach of the Los Angeles Rams. Those teams are both 7-2. That should be a very good matchup on Sunday. But we got guys who are injured in that game as well. How about Davante Adams? I mean, he's having another spectacular season, his first year with the Los Angeles Rams. But now he is dealing with an oblique issue, okay? And Sean McVay was asked about him trying to help out. He's been a great deep threat to keep teams honest against Puka Nacua. This is what Sean McVay had to say.
Injuries as far as today, Devontae will not participate, making good progress, just did the walkthrough, so still feel the same as what I kind of communicated to you guys on Monday.
See, for anybody moving their torso, it stinks. Devontae Adams is going out over the top. He leads the NFL in touchdown receptions, 9. Okay, you think about Matthew Stafford, the amazing year that he's had. Matthew Stafford has already thrown 25 touchdowns. Yeah, you can thank Devontae Adams. He has 9 of them. Devontae Adams is listed as questionable. This is going to be a good matchup between Seattle and Los Angeles. That will be a fun one. And then we got a couple of quarterbacks who are just going to be, they might be feeling like they have cobwebs, unfortunately, in between their ears. We got no C.J. Stroud. Okay, C.J. Stroud is dealing with a concussion for the Houston Texans. The pain. Botch, you ever had one?
No, thank goodness. I don't want to feel like I'm spinning.
Okay. I think I've been concussed before. I think. I'm not sure. Maybe I was concussed.
What'd it feel like?
Excuse me?
What'd it feel like? Just dizziness?
All right. I just kind of blanked out for a second. My head hit the concrete, and then I was gone for a second.
Oh, so you basically lost the memory.
Did I lose memory? I blacked out until I got up off the floor.
So, yes. Partial
it's
loss
like
memory.
I was going to say you ever dropped the Game Boy. You've never played a Game Boy in your life, did you?
I have. The Game Boy was my era. Yeah.
The brick?
No, we had the the second edition.
DS, some crap like that? What are you talking about?
No, I had a Game Boy.
Okay.
But it was a different type of chip. It wasn't like a traditional one.
Here's a better one. And not that you would want to drop one. Could you imagine dropping a laptop and then it turns off? That sounds horrific, to drop a laptop. But imagine dropping a laptop and it just shuts off. And then it automatically restarts. You could see that happening, right?
Yeah, 100%.
That's like your brain on a concussion.
So it's restarting, basically.
Yeah. It's like, oh, it was only off for 8 seconds and boom, there it goes, right back on. You want a concussion, Botch? I can tell you how to get one.
I know a couple ways. Okay. I know pots and pans.
All right. Well, here we go. D'Amico Ryan says the NFL, him, Jackson Dart, C.J. Stroud, concussions all over. The NFL is trying to stop him.
I think the league has done a good job of really changing the position-specific helmet. So quarterbacks actually have a position-specific helmet that's designed to help them, right, limit the concussions or the impact once they hit the ground, right? And if we had to take it a step further to the guardian cap as well, I think for me and for everybody, man, I'm willing to do whatever it takes to make sure these guys are as healthy as possible. Whatever team you're on, whoever you play for, it's about the person first and foremost, and you never want to see anybody, especially battle the concussions.
Yeah, listen, man, what are you going to do? Just put more padding in the back of the helmet? Just when you got dudes flying at each other at 1,000,000 miles per hour, yeah, you stopping a concussion? Oh, yeah, y'all going to have some. I guess you can just really only slow them down. Can't do nothing else about them. It's the NFL. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. I know how much the NFL really cares about the safety of everybody. Sure. Yeah, right. They did say they're trying to ban the tush push. And how about the next primetime matchup we get on the NFL? Sunday Night Football. The Lions and complaining A.J. Brown and the Eagles. Talk about the Lions and the Eagles on the other side. And Dan Campbell says, I ain't got no problem with the tush push. I like them. We'll hear about it. JR Sporky Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.